Caroline ran her fingers over the picture and read the brief message. Trey sprained his ankle in Paris. That's too bad. Al snapped open the paper and shook his head at the election news. Hey, Caroline, he said after a moment, putting the paper down. I was thinking last night. Why don't you come with me? Linda would take Phoebe for the weekend, I bet. We could get away, you and me. You'd get a chance to see how Phoebe might do with some time on her own. What do you say?
Right now, just leave me?
Yeah, seize the day. Why not?
Oh, she said, flustered, pleased, though she didn't like the long hours on the road. I don't know. There's so much to do this week. Maybe next time, she added quickly, meaning to turn him away.
We could take some side trips this time, he coaxed. Make it more interesting for you.
It's a really good idea, she said, thinking with surprise that it was. He smiled, disappointed, and leaned to kiss her, his lips brief and cool on hers. After Al drove off, Caroline had Laura's postcard on the refrigerator. It was a bleak November, the weather damp and gray and edging to snow, and she liked looking at that bright, alluring sea, the edge of warm sand. That week, helping patients or making dinner or folding laundry, Caroline remembered Al's invitation. She thought about the passionate kiss she'd interrupted between Laura and her daughter, and about the residence where Phoebe wanted to live. Al was right. Someday the two of them would no longer be here, and Phoebe had a right to a life of her own. Yet the world was no less cruel than ever. On Tuesday, while they were in the dining room eating meatloaf and mashed potatoes and green beans, Phoebe reached into her pocket and took out a little plastic puzzle, the kind of numbers printed on movable squares. The trick was to put the numbers in order, and she pushed at them in between bites. That's nice, Caroline said oddly, drinking her milk. Where'd you get that, honey?
Mike?
Does he work with you? Caroline asked. Is he new?
No, Phoebe said. I met him on the bus.
On the bus?
Uh-huh, yesterday. He was nice.
I see. Caroline felt time slowing down a bit, all her senses growing more alert. She had to force herself to speak calmly, naturally.
Mike gave you the puzzle?
Uh-huh. He was nice. And he has a new bird he wants to show me.
Does he? Caroline said, a cool wind rushing through her. Phoebe, honey, you can't even think about going out for strangers. We talked about that.
I know. I told him, Phoebe said.
She pushed the puzzle away and squirted more ketchup on a meatloaf.
He said, come home with me, Phoebe. And I said, okay, but I have to tell my mom first.
What a good idea, Caroline managed to say.
So can I? Can I go to Mike's house tomorrow?
Where does Mike live? Phoebe shrugged.
I don't know. I want to see him on the bus.
Every day?
Uh-huh. Can I go? I want to see his bird.
Well, what if I come too? Caroline said carefully. What if we take the bus together tomorrow? That way I can meet Mike and I'll come with you to see the bird. How's that?
That's good,
Phoebe said, pleased, and finished her milk. For the next few days, Caroline took the bus with Phoebe to and from her job, but Mike never showed up.
Honey, I'm afraid he was lying, she told Phoebe on Thursday night as they watched the dishes. Phoebe was wearing a yellow sweater, and her hands sported a dozen little paper cuts from work.